The Mind Aware, 778.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you so much for spending this time with me. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset. That helps you to break through limiting beliefs. It helps you make more money. It helps you feel better. It helps you build your business. Oh, yeah. I'm Dana Wild. I'm your host. And if you want a jolt of happiness every morning that helps you to build your business the feel-good way, then you definitely want to check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get that over at danawild.com/mantra. M-A-N-T-R-A, danawild.com/mantra. So today we are going to talk about what to do when you're feeling constrained about financial situations. Like you have something you want and you feel like you can't get it because of finances. And I've got a request that came in and I'm actually going to read it. It's a little bit long, but I think you're going to appreciate where we're going to go with this. And by the way, if you ever want your question answered on the show, you just go to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana. We have a little form to fill out and we ask like, what problem would you like solved now? And the answer that this person sent in is the ability to pay for a business license. The next question was what my business or life would be so much better if I could fix this one thing, what is it? And the answer was better living conditions. So then we ask, like, what are some things you've already tried to fix the situation? And we've got the answer here of save money, mindset practices, and trying to encourage my spouse to participate in the mindset training to push us both forward. Now, listen, that particular one about the spouse, I think that's such an important point that I'm actually going to address that on the next show. So listen into the next episode and we're going to talk about that particular point, okay? All right, then the final question on the form is other information you need to know about me. And here was the answer. I found your podcast a few months ago, so I'm new to brain training. I've noticed a phenomenal increase in my sales when I began practicing mindset. I'm currently in a rut. My business is still new. I don't have time to work a day job to help my business. I can't afford a business license in my state, so it makes it hard without business loans or credit cards without affecting my personal credit. I currently live in an RV with my spouse, and my office is at my parents' house an hour away. I listen to your podcast every day and feel energized for a few hours, and then I see how messy my finances are and I feel defeated. I don't know what to do from here on out. Really clear and really very well explained and good comments. And many people either have been where you are or are where you're at now. And either way, what you are addressing here affects everybody who's listening in some way, because what you're saying is, I have a situation that I want to change and I don't know how to shift it. I don't know how to shift it. And the situation specifically that you want, the one problem you want to solve is you want the ability to pay for a business license. We're going to tackle this one step at a time because this is the work, or as we like to say, this is the play. This is what we're all doing here all day, every day, is we're becoming aware. We're waking up to our stories. We're realizing that we've got a mindset shift that needs to happen, and then we're finding the way to shift that mindset. So you're in the right place. The first thing I want to do is give you my Train Your Brain audiobook. The whole audiobook, you can get it for free, and this goes for everybody, of course, who's listening. Isn't that funny? If I was like, only you who sent this question in, go and get this audiobook. The rest of you, just ignore this, Earl. I'm going to give this to everybody. Yay! Everybody gets a free audiobook. So you go to danawild.com/giveaway. danawild.com/giveaway. And grab the audiobook for free. My favorite price. That's all 6 hours you know, 20 mind work experiments, lots of good stuff in there. So you can really start step by step understanding in easy to understand terms how your brain works, how to use it even more effectively. So that's fun. Next, I think you need to take just a pause here and give yourself a pat on the back about a few things. You wrote in, which is great. It's obvious that you recognize when you feel defeated. And so that's huge. Like, awareness is at the center of all of this. Everything that we do here in the sandbox has to do with waking up and awareness first. It's the most important thing. Being aware of where we're at emotionally, being aware of what our thoughts are and our stories are, waking up to our own stuff. So congratulate yourself. You have realized that you have that feeling of being defeated when you look at your finances. So let's address that just briefly here before we get into the bigger story. First of all, you don't have to completely ignore your finances. Although I could probably make a case for that. It's not a bad idea to ignore things that don't make you feel good, but we won't go there because I don't want to be saying things that people are going to write into the show about and go, that was so irresponsible. So I'm just going to say that you don't have to completely ignore your finances. Instead, when you are looking at your finances and you recognize that you're feeling defeated, go for feeling more hopeful. You may not be able to get all the way feeling happy joy about your finances, but you don't need to for them to shift. If you can just feel hopeful when you catch yourself feeling defeated and start to go, okay, I'm recognizing that feeling of defeat. I know this isn't serving me. So I'm going to intentionally start to say some hope sentences to start to feel a little bit more hopeful. I hope that I start to feel a little better about this. I hope I can shift my emotion around it. I hope I can keep being a brain trainer. I hope I can think of good sentences to say. I hope I can keep focusing on more positive thoughts. I like the feeling of hopeful. I like the idea of being more hopeful. I like feeling the shift in my body and feeling more hopeful. The more you say that word hope in a variety of ways, in a variety of sentences, you're going to see after 20 or 30 sentences max, you're going to start to feel the shift. So remember that. The next piece is, in my humble opinion, it's best to not look at finances at the end of the day. And that goes for everybody with whatever that thing is that is your thing that you're stuck on. Don't spend time thinking about it at the end of the day. So let's say you're having trouble with your kids. Don't try to solve it or use a creative hat at the end of the day. Or let's say you're not charging the right amount and you feel like you want to raise your rates. Don't do it at the end of the day. Or you're feeling like you've got a stuck story about your clients that are coming in and that you're not attracting enough leads. Don't try to solve it at the end of the day. Why? Because generally speaking, and I know everybody's a little different, but most people at the end of the day is when it's the most challenging for them to shift emotionally compared to the beginning of the day. Because the beginning of the day, you wake up, you're frisky, you've just had a good sleep, you've just reset yourself emotionally. Much easier to do the finance work then because you can kind of like get in, do what you need to do, feel hopeful, get out, and that's that. Okay, so all of that being said, what is the work? What is the play? It shouldn't surprise you at all. It's brain training, right? Because I could sit here and give you a pretty good case or argument that you don't even need a business license. Like, you could probably go out and do what you're doing without a business license. But I'm not even going to go down that route because I'm just going to assume that you've got some specific reason why you want a business license. Like, maybe there's some trade show you want to participate in or some kind of thing that requires a business license. And so I'm just going to assume that this is a kind of a have to for you. Like, you really want it. That being the case, the work, the play is always the same. Brain training. if you want that business license, if you want to feel better about finances, if you want to feel better about the money coming in, if you want to see yourself getting into a different place, you must start to find the words that work for you. And so it's just practice and playing and seeing which words you say that help you to shift emotionally. So you're having good luck already. You're saying, I've noticed a phenomenal increase in my sales when I began practicing mindset. Then you follow it up with a couple of sentences that bring the energy down a little bit. I'm currently in a rut. My business is still new. I don't have time to work a day job. I can't afford. That kind of is that wah, 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 right? So you're up and then you go down. So think about the sentence that helped you to feel up. I've noticed a phenomenal increase in sales when I began practicing mindset. That's a feel-good sentence, right? It feels really good. How can you tweak that and focus that and start to continue to build on that? So I would use that phrasing. You don't have to make miraculous changes and start saying things like, I am financially abundant and all is going well. Like that's not going to be a feel-good. Start to use the phrase, I'm starting to notice that. I'm starting to notice that brain training is working for me. I'm starting to notice that when I focus on feeling good, I get better results. I'm starting to notice that it's getting easier for me to shift my story. I'm starting to notice that it's getting easier for me to be aware when a sentence feels negative and turn my attention to something else. I like focusing on things that feel better. I like being a brain trainer. I'm starting to notice that things are shifting for me. I'm starting to notice that things are shifting and I like the direction it's going. It feels good to tell a different story. I like the idea of focusing on a thought that feels good. I like the idea of focusing my thoughts. Feels good to focus my thoughts in new and positive ways. I like learning new tricks for brain training. I'm starting to notice that the more time I spend thinking about brain training and thinking about positive mindset, it's time that I'm using my brain constructively, and that feels good. I'm starting to notice that things are shifting for me. That sentence alone, really, if you can say nothing else but that sentence, that will get you everywhere you want to go. And that goes for everybody, right? Whatever thing you feel like you're stuck in, if you start to say, I'm starting to notice that, things are shifting for me. I'm starting to notice that things are shifting for me. I'm starting to notice that things are shifting for me. I'm starting to notice that things are shifting for me. I'm starting to notice that things are shifting for me. I'm starting to notice that things are shifting for me. Wow, doesn't that feel good? Just 5 times, right? Think how it feels after 20. So it is that easy. Like, I know it feels crazy that this is the place to start, but you can see we haven't even done this for a minute and you can already start to feel the energy shift. And for you, this is going to shift very quickly. When you start to do this and you just focus your attention in this way for 72 hours, your reticular activating system kicks in after 72 hours. And your brain, your RAS, your reticular activating system will start to show you things in your awareness in the outside world that are evidence to you that what you're doing is working. So you will start to feel the shift from this, not only internally, but externally very quickly. This is, you're right on track here. And how do I know that? I know that because you wrote in. So you have burning desire. You have burning desire to shift this. Now, just notice those sentences. I read a few sentences here in this email that you sent that you can see, okay, you're right. I don't want to be saying that. So just keep busting yourself there and keep shifting it and keep turning it around. I'm starting to notice that. I'm starting to notice that things are shifting quickly. I'm starting to notice that. I'm starting to notice that I'm feeling better. I'm starting to notice I'm getting good at this. I love being a brain trainer. It's so fun. It's so fun to be a brain trainer. I just love it. I love it, and I can't wait to do more. I love focusing. I love feeling good. When I feel good, I know I get better results. When I feel good, I know my brain opens up creative ideas. I mean, here's the fun part. You keep doing this, and you know you're thinking the ability to pay for a business license. Well, you keep doing this, and your brain is going to show you all sorts of cool and creative ideas that are out there. So I'm very excited to hear back from you, and I know you're going to rock this.